Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show for Monday, November 13th, 2017, with Scott Johnson and Brian Dunaway. Everybody, welcome back to The Boop Show. It is episode 155. Scott Johnson here. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott.
How's it going? How's life?
It's okay, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's getting chillier outside, and, it's time to stay inside and play some video games.
You're all bundled up right now. People at home can't see this unless you're watching the video, but Brian's got like a hoodie on and all that stuff. What's that about?
Well, I didn't turn my heater on before I came out to my office, and so it's a little chilly.
You look like the Unabomber. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I am the Unabomber. Surprise!
Oh, you waited until this moment to, like, spring it on everybody that you're the Unabomber. I see.
Right.
I like
Expect a FedEx package coming to you anytime now.
I like it.
That's not funny.
No, it's cold here too, so I feel for you. Although I'm wearing like a big hoodie jackety thing. Right. Underneath this is another long sleeve Zelda t-shirt, sweatshirt thing.
Ooh.
And then down here on the bottom of me, I've got some shorts on.
Ooh, yes.
So that my legs are exposed to the cold. It makes perfect sense. Don't
try to
question it.
It's not the legs. You're trying to ventilate the down there. Just go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my crotch aired out.
Right. You got to keep the crotch aired. I do like this time of the year, though, for gaming. It's always good.
Yeah, it is good because you can, the sun goes down sooner if you do the time change thing. I guess it does either way. But, it gets dark. You can just sit around a TV or a console or a handheld or a PC.
And nobody can give you any crap. You should be outside right now. Screw you. It's cold out there. Got to be in here.
Especially this week. My wife's on a cruise with her sister. And because she's gone, I can do whatever I want.
This is like the fourth consecutive show that your wife's been out. I'm starting to think maybe you don't have a wife anymore.
Well, definitely it hasn't been four consecutive shows. However, this has been a year of her. Whoa, my earbuds went weird. Or my headphones. This has been the year of her traveling way more than usual. So, we're on her own this week. She's gone for 6 days. It's for her birthday. She'll be home next Saturday. Between now and then, my goal is to get as many power moons as possible, me and my good buddy, my good buddy Mario, and do what I can to help Bayek solve all the problems of ancient Egypt in one fell swoop. Yeah, that's right, everybody. The two games I've been playing this week are Super Mario Odyssey, and I beat it. I beat that game. I beat the story bit, the main campaign.
Right, the main campaign where you get your hat back. Right?
Yeah, you get your hat. No, you have a hat the whole time. You've always got a hat, which is great, and you don't lose the hat ever again. You've always you get your hat back, and it comes in the form of a smart hat now. It's got eyeballs, and it's kind of sentient, right? You can talk to it and stuff, and it helps you possess other things, and that's great and all. But
does it sort you at all?
It doesn't put me in any certain house, not house. What are they called?
Yeah, the house, like Luigi's Mansion. That's where you would go.
No, but like in the Harry Potter, they put you in.
Right.
Is it a house? They don't call it a house though. Do
they? Yeah, they do. Yeah, they kind of call it house.
So you
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Yeah, but they don't say you're going to Gryffindor house. They don't say
that. No, but they refer to it as the house later on. The hat doesn't say it. Yeah, hat house. You can't say that.
The hat's a terrible puppet. Anyway.
It's a great puppet. I love that.
It was all right. It was okay. Listen, I like the first Harry Potter movies as much as the next guy, but I think they got better as they went along. That's all I'm saying. Those movies.
Not bad.
Listen, Chris Columbus, fine director. Did a good job there. Well done.
It was good.
Not since Home Alone 3 have you shown us your real skills. Anyway, so Mario's great, and I loved every second of that main campaign, and it turns out when you're done, you get some credits and some music, which is a little over the top, this music. It's fantastic, though. And you think, well, that's it, I'm done. Have fun. Thank you for playing. Whee! And that's the end of the game. No. Ooh. Not even close. There's something like, I haven't actually looked the number up, but I think it's like 900-something moons that you can collect in this game. I'm at maybe 300 or less. Mm. You can go to any of the worlds at will now. There's all kinds of hidden stuff, all kinds of ways to find crazy crap. It is all discoverable. Some of it very difficult to get. Some of it not so hard. Some of it is refighting boss fights that are now more difficult. It's almost like mythic raid increased difficulty on some of the fights. And you get moons for that. I found Yoshi. He was up in a roof somewhere. He went beep, beep and came down and did some shit. And then I got a thing out of him. Yeah, he's great. And I can ride around on him or whatever. Actually, I just possess him now.
I don't know if I like that.
I know.
I prefer to ride him.
It's a little weird. Exactly. You're supposed to ride Yoshi, not control his brain. But this game thinks differently. It is the essence of video games. It is brilliant. It is the funnest thing I've played in a very long time. I cannot say enough about Super Mario Odyssey.
Are you a little sad now that it's all done?
No, because I got so much more to do in there. There's so much endgame in that game. So much more to do. And it feels like going into these other worlds, you don't just simply go there and go, okay, I was here last time. Now let's look for more moons. You go there and there's even some story left where, I don't know why, but Peach is there. I saved her. Okay. That was the deal with the game. You save Peach. I don't want to spoil anything here, but.
No. What? You save a princess in a Mario game?
Yeah. Once again, Bowser's trying to get it on with a species that isn't his own and takes her to have this wedding. Although I guess it's nice he's marrying her first.
Right. Right.
Anyway,
do you think that's the reason why he has to keep kidnapping her? He can't figure it out.
I don't know. My daughter has a theory that's a little dark. She thinks that all the Bowser kids, like the little Bowser Jr. kids, that she thinks those are all Peach kids.
I could see that. Yeah, that's possible. It's
kind of awful to think about. But anyway, I vanquish him, get her out of there, and then I won't tell you how. I thought the ending was extremely satisfying. I loved the way that played out. But she's now, I go to this old level, and she's just there dressed like she's going someplace and has a suitcase all packed with her. And she's like, I'm going to go on a trip and check out the deal. And I don't know what it was she said she was going to go do. But so there's even more story. There's stuff that were in these worlds that weren't there when I was there last time. There's new stuff, you know, hanging around, just like weird objects. You're like, wait a minute, that wasn't here before. What's that about? And you find out by messing with it long enough that there's, all right, that gives me a moon because it's a new puzzle or whatever. It's just this big, expansive, never-ending thing. I cannot imagine people. There's no way someone's got this zeroed out already. There's no way.
I'm going to look it up here.
I say that, but there probably is somebody, right? Oh, there always is.
999 moons. Well, they know there's 999 moons, so that tells me somebody's at least done that, which makes me ask, is there 1,000 moons and just no one has discovered it yet?
Yeah, see? Let's see. 999 moons in Super Odyssey special ending. Well, yep, I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at that yet. Okay, somebody's done it.
Oh, yeah, 100% completions, rewards, and Super Mario Odyssey, all 999 moons, 22 minutes and 27-second video. I suppose they could have sped that up.
Oh, they had to have, or they speed ran, or they did some edited or something. There's no way they did that in 20 minutes. Not a chance.
This dude what has a hat and a Nintendo jacket. You can't compete with this guy.
Here's the thing. Those people are crazy, and I admire them, but they're crazy and shouldn't be allowed in public. But I want more moons. My goal is to finish this game. I just not going to do it in a week like they did. It's awesome though. What a thing. It's so polished, so tightly made. It makes you forget that video games are usually buggy and shitty. Sometimes this game is just like none of that ever. It's just so good. Nintendo, for all their faults, for all their weirdness, for their sometimes goofy decisions with hardware and all that other stuff, you cannot be denied just how deep this stuff goes for them. It's so, so good. And it's
Would you buy a moon if you could get a moon?
You can. You can go to these little shops to buy hats. And when you're there, sometimes they have 100 coin moon and you can just buy one and now you got another moon. So So I think the way it works is every vendor on each world or each kingdom has at least one moon they'll sell you.
Right, right.
So you can do that. You can buy moons. You mean like with real money? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, like, you know, put your money into the Switch and just, you know, let it suck it in there.
Nintendo would never do this to me. I believe, you know, all this loot box freak out and everything. I think Nintendo's the last place that would do this to me.
Right. They're very good about just charging you what the game costs and always charging that price for it.
That forever. And also, well, first of all, they're kind of bad at online, so maybe they couldn't do the infrastructure on the online part. But also, they, you know, it would tarnish it. Like, how could you look at Mario the same again if you knew that in there it was like, this, well, I just pay for moons. That would suck.
Right. Mario with his hand out over there.
Let's go.
Let's give me the money. Give me your money.
Let's put it in here. Let's go.
Anyway, the game is so good. I cannot stop. And, yeah, I can't stop playing it.
Yeah, I can't wait. There may be a Switch in my Christmas future. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, you can buy as many as you want, it says? Well, that's lame. It says when you beat the game, you can buy 10 moons at 1,000 coins, and you can buy them as much as you want. Well, then what happens to all the hidden ones? I don't care about having the total. I care about having, yeah. I want to have every, I want to unearth every moon. That's what I want.
Right. Unearth every moon.
Oh, they're talking about something else at the same time here. What are they talking about?
Who are these people? This chat room?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what they're saying. Heroin addicted plumber theory.
Oh, my Eric Mahler wants to call in.
He does. Holy shit. I'll talk to him.
I'll bring Eric Mahler in here.
He's got my Skype, or maybe he doesn't. I have a new one. Can you bring him in, or you want me to bring him in?
You bring him in. Let me see. I don't know. Let me see if he's in my list.
I can try. Eric. No, I don't have him anymore because I changed Skype accounts about 6 months ago and I haven't had a call from him since then. He can call the number, though, the 801 deal that I don't know right now. find that. No, shoot. No, I don't know how to do it. Or add me. He can add me. Frogpants. Or no, Scott. Oh, what is it? Frogpants _ Skype. He can add me.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll add him to it.
_ Skype.
So we'll wait for you. Anyway, so that's really great. And now I'm playing a whole lot more of Origins. That is to say Assassin's Creed Origins. And it's awesome. That game's great as well. Probably my second favorite game of the year so far. I really, really like it a lot.
This is a magical time for you right now, Scott.
Let me tell you what it's like. Take a little bit of Assassin's Creed. Take a little bit of The Witcher.
I know
that's going to sound weird, but for real. Take some of The Witcher. Add in a dash of a little less difficult, but kind of the Souls games kind of gameplay when it comes to like boss fights and things.
Right.
And then throw in a little Red Dead Redemption, weirdly.
Oh, of course.
And that's it. That's Assassin's Creed Origins. It's a pretty amazing mix of those things. And then some, I've already said on the show how much I love the setting, so I don't have to go on about that, but the gameplay has continued to ramp up and get more interesting as the game has gone along. The characters are interesting. The story's interesting. There's a supernatural element that only seems to be happening in my dreams. That is super weird, really weird. It's like a drug trip and I'm totally digging that. Assassinating people is great. I don't want to spoil anything. This isn't really a spoiler, but because this is the first assassin in the Assassin's Creed history, right. He doesn't have his like wrist blades yet. You know what I'm talking about?
Those are my favorite. Yeah, that's like the coolest. Yeah.
And those are in all the other Assassin's Creed games. That's like his weapon of choice or whatever.
Right.
And here he doesn't have them at first. At first, when he's taking people down, he can still take them down, but he just kind of knocks them out, you know, just kind of makes them writhe on the ground. But and I thought, well, all right, fine, whatever. He's not so lethal or whatever. But I just got to a major story point where he gets his blade, and it is awesome.
Now, that's a good reveal. I was worried you're going to say it just never happened in this one.
Totally happens. Okay. Now I'm shanking dudes in their neck, and, you know, it's real bad news for those people.
It is bad news for those people. Did you ever find yourself looking for moons when you're playing Assassin's Creed?
A little bit, because in some ways there's a little bit of Mario in here, because there's definitely, you know, you're on the hunt for treasure when you go to these encampments that are filled with guards and stuff that you got to take out a captain or a general or whatever. they're scattered kind of throughout the map, and they're fun opportunities because you look at them, you send your bird over, the bird marks your enemies, you know where they're at, and then you come back to yourself, and you're like, all right, how am I going to go in? Am I going to go in guns blazing? Well, there's no guns, but swords blazing, or am I going to go in quiet and try to assassinate people? I'm going to wait till night and do it. Am I going to do it in the daytime? There's like all that stuff, right? Oh, there's Eric Mahler. Wait. Sorry. This is, let me see if I can I add him?
Can you bring him in?
It hangs up on you, so I have to add him.
Oh, that's not cool. Don't hang up on me.
Yeah, I want to add, let me add him. How do I add him? Add to contacts.
Add to add to conversation. Add
no,
people.
I can do that, I guess. But how do I do that? No, it doesn't let me unless I'm a friend. We have to be friends before it'll let me add him.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can do it. This is really good radio. Everyone at home, you're digging this, right? You're loving it?
It's the Boop Show. This is how we make the Boop Show.
Okay, here he comes. This is him. Hi, Eric. Good morning. How are you? Hey. Or evening, afternoon, whatever
on?
It is. Hey, man. How are you?
I'm fine. Apparently, I have like three different Scott Johnsons in my Skype. I don't know.
Yeah, you can delete all those other ones. One of them got hacked. The other one, I don't even remember. Oh. And this is the new one, so you're good.
I just wanted to call in because I have a friend who has Mario Odyssey. I haven't played it yet. I don't have a Switch, but he's okay. So there's a moon that you can get by doing 100 jumps on the jump ropes in New Donk City.
Yeah, and it's almost freaking impossible.
So he went. Yeah, he seems to be pretty frustrated. So he got an Arduino and he plugged it into his Switch somehow. He hacked it
what?
In, and he's trying to hack his Switch. To automatically jump that thing to get that final moon. Apparently, it's his final moon to get.
So he's got 998 moons, and this is his final moon?
Yeah, he's breaking warranty to get them all.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Wow, he really got them fast.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a big Nintendo fan.
I am, too, but I feel like I'm going to have... I feel like it's going to take me... It'll be the kind of thing I'll get into and, you know, play for an hour, hustle up some moons, get out... Come back a couple days later, do the same. You know, like I'm not gonna do it all in one
right.
night. But he sounds hardcore. So has it worked yet, or is he still trying to wire this up?
As far as I know, it's still in progress. He's been able to hack the system, like get in.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been able to make it totally work yet. But he's in.
All right, your job as a listener of Frog Pants shows is to follow up with us next week and tell us how it went.
Yes.
I will happily do so.
Because I really want to know how that went for him. That's super interesting to me.
Yeah, I do too.
Wow. He should keep that around for the next time he plays. What was the old game? Track and field. Remember everyone used to make wooden spoons for that or whatever? Need to hook that up.
The old NES one with like the big pad on the floor?
Yeah, I forgot about that. They had a pad, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of a different game.
The one I'm thinking of is the arcade. And it was... track and field ended up coming to the... NES, and I think they did have a floor thing, but in the arcade, it was just two buttons, and you could, you know, as fast as you could.
Put on the thing, yeah.
But my friend would bring his comb, like a plastic comb, hair comb, and he would wedge it between two fingers and have it stick up on the other, and then all he had to do is whack the one side of the comb, and the weight of his other fingers would, when he would let off, would automatically press down. So he would basically create a faster way of doing it just with one hand. And then these guys got crazy. In Woodshop, they would build custom track and field pad things out of wood that were perfectly designed to be that kind of seesaw thing for that game. And then we'd take it down to the 7-Eleven, and everybody would compete for like who was the best at track and field.
Do you know what I heard a lot? Mm. I heard a lot of this at arcades. Mm. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was always telling me, don't do that.
Yeah, the people at the arcade didn't like this. They were not into it. And it would also wear out the buttons and stuff and cause other problems. But... it was a point of light in my video game career that I will always forget or always never remember. Wait, never forget, always remember. That's what I meant to say. Hey, Eric, we'll check in with you next week.
All right.
Bye, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks,
isn't
Eric.
That rad? What a weirdo this friend of his is. What a weirdo.
I love it. I love real-world solutions to virtual problems.
No kidding. So, Origins, it's great, and I'll keep going, and I'm loving it, and boy, that series is on fire for me right now. I'm really into it. And their sales are up. They did some kind of report. They're like, whoa, this thing's selling way better than our last two. I guess that's good for them. Congratulations.
Right.
And it probably means that the once every 2 years release is going to make more sense than the year.
Right. But you only can cash in that chip one time though, right? The origin thing. I mean,
well, yeah, but you can go on to other eras. I mean, the fun thing about this is it's the new systems that are interesting. Those right. can carry over. Like if you go to a new era and say, all right, well, our new assassin is set in the year 1622 and it's, you know, whatever right. historic thing you want to do. You know, the one thing they haven't explored much is like Vikings or that, you know, that kind of,
Assassins in Space.
Yeah, they've done pirates. They did the American Revolution. They did what else? The Italian thing.
I'll
like
tell
times.
You what. Mm. If they go to space, I'll pre-order.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget, they also did three of the Italian Ezio ones. So they did Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, and Revelations. All of those games were set in the in that universe,
right?
With one character. So in theory, and they haven't done that since. So in theory, they could continue this on and do another one that's just more story with him in it. I don't know. He's very compelling, interesting character. Everything around him is really good. That place is freaking beautiful. You should see Alexandria, the way they recreated it. It's freaking breathtaking. Beautiful right. game.
So you think it's word of mouth this making sales so good?
That, and it's just good.
All right.
I think good games. I mean, whatever. Assassin's Creed always sells well. Like it's always a million more seller. It's not like it's a game they have to try to push very hard. It's just that, you know, it hasn't been its glory days since probably Black Flag, and even then things were waning a bit from the one previous to that. Three wasn't very good, but two was a huge.
We're kind of. It was getting a little fatigued at that point, right?
A little bit. It was kind of the same product over and over. This is making enough changes, though. The loot system alone makes it totally feel like an RPG or something. It's the Witcher comparisons are pretty fair. I like it a lot, and if they continue with the story and didn't jump right to a whole other era, that would be fine with me. I could spend some more time with Bayek, or however you say his name.
Bayek.
And then you see me on Steam playing Dota 2. That's not me. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, yes. I thought it was you. It used to have an avatar of you, and now it doesn't. And it was one of your common use names, and it's not.
And the avatar is like one of my drawings or something, right? Or a picture.
Yeah, but now it's not. So that's cool. It's fine. It's just a little brand confusion for me. That's all.
It's fine. It looked like I was a big-time Dota player, and I would like the world to know I am not that. I don't like Dota. I don't like Dota 2. I'm a Heroes of the Storm guy, and that's the only MOBA that works for me. So if you see somebody named Scott Johnson playing Dota, different guy.
It's not me.
All right, what else?
Let me, man.
What else you playing? What are you doing?
Oh, dude, I finally, we talked about CD keys, and I picked up Cuphead last week.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a chance to play that over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That game is brutally hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying nothing new here. But I will say I didn't realize how brutally hard it was until I started playing it. And it is just, I thought, you know, some of the challenges would be kind of a little outside my range. But I didn't realize I would not retrieve one single soul the first 2 hours I played it.
Yeah, it's relentless from the beginning.
Right.
They're not messing around. They don't even put you into like an easy ramp up. It's just, hey, you want to play the hardest thing ever? Great. And off you go. And then you go play.
And they did one thing that always gives me much stress.
What's that?
Right away when you start Cuphead, which by the way, it's got a great story, great look, visually beautiful. The controls are not bad at all. However, you meet a guy on a bridge and he says, hey, here's your three tokens. Won't you head down to the shop? So I head down to the shop and I have to make a decision based on no experience really to how to spend my four coins, which is going to be either you can get this and it shoots, it's got a greater range but less effective. You can do this one but it does that, and it's like, I don't know, which I don't want to make a mistake because I have a feeling coins are going to be hard to come by.
Yeah, because the only way to get them is by, well, that's not exactly true. Let's say you...
they're easy to grab, but you don't get to collect until you get to the end of the
You get to keep those, I thought, don't you?
Not according to what I was doing, because I'd hit it and die, and like my coins would go, see ya.
Maybe I misunderstood that. I thought the way it worked was if you got halfway through the level and there are three coins on the way to that halfway point and you kept getting them every time that they would stay.
I would be rich,
yeah,
because I've hit that first coin like about 100 times.
I think you're right. You have to complete it. You're right.
Right.
There's some stuff sometimes on the overworld where they'll just give you coins because they like you or whatever.
Right.
So they do try to help you out that way, but you're right. You're going to have, you know, getting that currency is rough.
It is rough, but it is a lot of fun. And I was able to collect one soul, a repo soul.
Yeah.
But I found the first time, and I didn't quite understand the difference between, I think it was simple or regular. Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
is that
how it's just defined? It's a difficulty setting, but
right,
simple's still hard.
Yeah, simple is very hard, and you don't collect anything. You just get to win.
You get to play level. It and beat it. But it's like a ramp. Right. That's their ramp up. They'll give you a slightly easier way to play it without the reward. Then you go play it on normal, and you get the big soul thing at the end.
Right. Hey, do you feel any? I played this with my 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out whether some of the subjects or the themes were a little bit too rough. You know, like you're actually talking to the devil.
Yeah.
In this game.
Well, big so cartoon like, devil. He right. I'll say this: when we were kids, you and I growing up, we had, of course, our modern day cartoons that would come on Saturday morning, and they weren't, they weren't the things we got from our parents. But also, we were subjected in reruns form and stuff like that. Old stuff like right. Popeye and Betty Boop and this weird like 20s, right. 30s era black and white early color stuff that was really psycho, man. Like some of the weirdest stuff.
And like, for those not in the know, the reason why. Okay, so used to be before movies way back 20, 30s, 40s, they would have cartoons. So they weren't necessarily designed for kids, but we eventually made them for kids during the 70s and 80s. And they had a lot of subjects of stuff like, someone, Tom and Jerry would be fighting or Daffy Duck or something, and they'd get killed. Next thing they know, they're down in hell.
Yep.
Hanging out with the devil.
Yeah. And not only that, but like down there getting burnt and branded and like their heads lopped off. And then like when you see Itchy and Scratchy today, it seems ridiculous, but that's kind of what that right. stuff was like. So, yes. So I think they're aiming for that. I think this game is all about that. I don't think it's very scary though. You'd have to have like five or 6 year olds might be freaked out by this, but I think like a 10 year old, they're fine.
Right. It's, I think you're right. I think it didn't affect her at all. The thing that really probably affected her was my foul language I was using, trying to play the game and also trying to get two, Bluetooth controllers to work on my computer, which is a pain. By the way, Windows 10, you suck.
Huge pain. I always have to USB when I do 2.0.
Yeah, I had to do one USB and one Bluetooth. And it's funny because it led me to do something which I'd like to talk a little about a little bit later in the show, which is to break my Steam controller back out because it does use a USB dongle. Even though it's wireless, it still goes in like a USB.
Yeah, the wireless part is between it and the dongle, not it and the computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
which is
right.
a safer way to do that. Like, who else does that? Oh, I have a Logitech mouse over here that does that. So it's a wireless, technically Bluetooth device, but it uses this little to plug into the USB
right.
port.
Little.
So that's why you wrote here, effing Cuphead, the devil's dong, and Microsoft's controller support. I see.
Yeah, I'd actually brought out everything. I have like a whole box of like old controllers. I got like Xbox 360 controllers that actually plug in. I've got two Ouya controllers, which by the way, controllers are Bluetooth and they're actually really good.
No, don't say those words. They're poo. Those are poo controllers.
I like them.
No, they're bad. They break. They're
I
cheesy.
Like them.
They're plasticky what? Garbage. Yeah, they're garbage.
I've had mine for years. They've never broken.
How often do you use your Ouya controllers?
I use them all the time. Okay, maybe not all the time, but I use them a lot.
They're awful. You know what? We'll have a poll. Maybe I'll put it in the chat.
Oh, all five people who own an Ouya controller will respond.
Yeah.
Whatever, Scott.
You're probably right, but I don't like those. These are tails. How do you even spell Ouya? Do you remember?
O-U-Y-A. And they even changed the letters on the buttons to spell out Ouya instead of the Y-X-A, the X-Y-A-B. schema. By the way, good job, Cuphead, in realizing that I had an Ouya controller and it actually mapped the proper letters to the tutorial. So when I was doing it, it actually told me to press the right buttons. So it's pretty cool.
All right.
Oh my God, you put a straw poll in there.
I put a poll in there. And it's the question is, do you think the Ouya controllers are good? And you have two options. Hell yes and hell no. We'll take a look at the voting.
I've never seen one.
So far, I'll just tell you that we have a 66.6% vote say hell no and 33% say hell yes. So we'll give it some time. We'll let it roll through the show. Chat room, you're the one seeing it. Nobody else can see this. Okay, sorry.
But hey, if you got some of your controllers, pop them out. They work just fine. Plug them into your Bluetooth. Except when you want two, you can't do it because what Windows 10's creator whatever crap last year busted it all up and forced me to break out my Steam controller, which I swore I'd never do again. But I did. I did anyway. Also,
I don't love that thing. I kind of hate the Steam controller. I want to like it. I don't think it's very good. It's not good.
I have a make another straw poll. But I also played while I was being angry and frustrated. I said I might as well get frustrated at Stranger Things. I finished Stranger Things 2 season 2 on Netflix, I kind of got hot to play the game again. I'm stuck at 70% on the stupid thing, and I've been playing it for like 8 or 9 hours, and Scott's all like, I finished it in 20 minutes.
I beat it pretty quick, but what are you on the old school mode or the other easier one?
No, I'm on the regular mode, the you know, not as hard where you only fall back one, you know, level if you die.
That's the one I did.
But one of my problems is I'm stuck at 70%. I'm getting so frustrated, and this is just all related. The Ouya controller I got frustrated with because there's no support for that. You go out there and you Google something, you can't find anything on it. With the Stranger Things, and they're poo.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, okay. Stranger Things, the game, you would think it'd be super easy. I just go, you know, hit up, you know, YouTube and go, Jonathan Byers, you know, mission on game, and it's walkthrough. There you go. Yeah, it's not there. I can't find Jonathan Byers stuff anywhere. And the only place I did find where somebody had said where to locate him, because by the way, Jonathan, I have your lens filter. I've been trying to find you. It says, oh, it's south of Nancy's house. And I'm like, okay, I know where Nancy's house is. So I head over there and I go south, nothing there. And then another person said, oh, it's south of the corn maze. I'm like, that's the same area. And there's nothing there. It's just not there. It makes me so mad. So if you're listening and you know where the crap Jonathan Byers is so I can give him his stupid lens filter so that I can freaking finish this freaking game, let me know.
All right. Look at you, frustrated with that thing. So next week you can do a little Don't Starve. You took advantage of the Klee sale that happened this week. That's good. So I'm excited to hear what you think about that. I enjoyed the game when it first came out. I was never much of a survival game kind of guy. I don't really enjoy it as much as some, but my kids still play that thing to death. They love it.
I played the original, and I have most of the other DLC stuff. And this week with the sale, I decided to pick up the rest of it. I was really interested in playing Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
And they've got another one coming up for too much longer.
Called next year. It looks like an Avengers poster. They're all jumping in together.
Right.
What's that called? I forgot.
The thing. Also got if you played the one where it's the whole family survived together. Have you done that one?
No, it's Don't Starve Together is the name of that, right?
Right. Right.
My kids, that's what they play. They love that.
Oh, Scott.
They're into it. I don't care so much about it. When someone's playing that game, I'm like, you know what? I can go find moons. I'm going to go look for moons.
Nice.
You guys go ahead. Mario doesn't starve to death. Mario doesn't lose sunshine. He doesn't lose the sunshine. He doesn't have to sleep or get some freaking insanity pills or whatever the hell you do in that game. He can just go chill. And this is me, someone who is a diehard Klee fan. I love all the things they've made and published.
Right, like that ninja game.
Ninja, Mark of the Ninja, amazing game. It came out in 2012 or something. Another game I love is 2015's Invisible Ink, and it's a DLC. It was amazing. Still one of my favorite roguelikes of all time. I still play it. It's on my iPad and my PC. They make great games. I love them. But Don't Starve, not one of them. Not really.
I'm going to do it. And next week, tune in when Scott doesn't listen to me.
It's a genre thing for me. That's all.
Right. Also, you don't like that. You probably don't like anything. This tower defense, right?
I hate tower defense, except for
what?
Except I hate tower defense. You knew that. You know I hate those. That. The only tower defense I like are when there are towers defending things for me in Heroes of the Storm. That's the only defensive towers I can defend or get behind. But anyway, there's that. All right. Good. Well, we've been playing a lot, doing a lot. What's going on in the world? To take a look at the news this week. A few items popped up here recently. For example, EA is trying to make their own little defense of Star Wars Battlefront 2's loot box situation and are not doing themselves very big favors. They are now the most downvoted Reddit comment in the history of the platform.
Most downvoted comment ever. Yes, that's a lot of hate, my friend.
That's pretty
hardcore.
We're
talking about you're competing with a lot of a-holes to do that.
No, you're not kidding. At negative 341,000 points and growing in less than 24 hours, the post on Reddit from user EA Community Team defending Battlefront 2's locking of characters like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker is by far the most unpopular comment in Reddit's history. Previous leader was a, let's see, as compiled on a wiki page, was just negative 24,333, which is barely, not even close to the other, to this new one. And let's see, who is that one, though? It doesn't say. Oh, they don't, that's a missed opportunity. I'd like to know what the second most downvoted comment was. Anyway, the intent is to provide players with a sense of pride and accomplishment for unlocking different heroes, read this post. Let's see. In response to a Redditor complaining that he had just spent $80 on Star Wars Battlefront 2, only to find out Vader was locked behind a paywall and would take either real money or dozens of hours of gameplay to access. Some are saying 12 hours of multiplayer content to unlock Darth Vader. It's kind of ridiculous, or you can pay real money for it. They go on to try to explain themselves, how they appreciate the candid feedback. Blah, blah, blah. Our team will continue to make changes and monitor community feedback and update everyone as soon as and as often as we can. Reddit swooped in there and said, F you, and downvoted the hell out of that thing. So
I think that's about as loud a statement you're going to get there.
Yeah, it bums me out because I was really looking forward to this game, and I don't think I'm getting it now. I think I'm going to not play it because, I don't know, man. I mean, it looks neat, looks fun, looks like a definite better package than the last one. But they're just not doing themselves any favor. Their business guys are ruining everyone else's day. Just make a video game. I understand.
How important is it to you to unlock the core characters?
Well,
like Darth Vader.
I mean,
just curious.
It's not so much that they're. It's not so much how important they are. Like if this game shipped and said it takes 12 hours to get Vader and that's all the way you could get him, I don't think gamers would be throwing such a fit. They might be going, "Oh, that's hard, but I'll do it." I don't think that's the problem. The problem is EA is saying, here, it's almost impossible to get it normally, or just shortcut and spend the money. And people don't like to be baited like that.
Absolutely not. So, do you think this was a long time coming? We've been talking about this over the last month or so, just loot boxes and just this whole paywall that keeps going up higher and higher. Do you think this is just a perfect storm?
No.
EA was just ripe for it?
I'll tell you what this is. This is the industry trying to figure out what the market will bear. It's actually a good thing in the long run. If you look at it mathematically, I don't think this is nearly as an emotional issue as people are making it out to be. Because what ends up happening is what the market will bear is what will settle out of this. And we don't know what that is yet. We don't know where the happy spot is. There may not be one. Like what's happening on the mobile space has proved that, you know, companies will do whatever they can to get your microtransactions. And you know, it's no longer micro when things cost $10, $12, $20. I don't know why those still are called microtransactions. So EA...
It's like buying another game.
I think EA is in a weird position where they're trying to maximize profits. They're not the company they used to be. They have a big opportunity here, they figure, with Star Wars, so they're kind of milking it. I think they've taken it just a little too far. That's good, because what will happen is the industry as a whole will dial back all the other plans for this sort of thing. And eventually we'll find something that works for people. Just like we did with DLC, just like we did with unlocks, just like we did with, you know, cosmetics and loot boxes as opposed to game affecting items. Like there's already been progress. Where this all susses out, who knows? But I wouldn't call it a perfect storm. I'd just say that EA is one of the reasons that we'll eventually get to a better place because they're screwing it up. I think it's a kind of a market will correct itself kind of thing.
Right.
We shall see. In the meantime, it sucks for gamers because we're the ones that are pissed or happy or not or whatever. But time will tell. All right, so the Twitch community is looking for answers. This has been a problem. Brian, what do you know about... I don't want to say the words because it makes me feel dirty when I say them. But what do you know about... let's call them... they have a term, and I've heard women call them this, so I don't think it's even that bad for me to say, but it still makes you feel uncomfortable. But let's call them booby streamers. Okay?
Booby streamers.
Booby streamers. Booby streamers. they're people who get on a stream and... get nice and low cut and off they go, right? That's what they do. They play the I've seen a lot of these I'll randomly bump into and it'll be like, "Oh, the big screen, like there's a huge screen up on their 1080p screen where a huge chunk of it is taken up of a camera aiming down at someone's cleavage while they play a video game and and there's a tiny screen over to the right that's actually the game." And some would say, oh, that seems a little obvious that you're not, you know, whatever. And Twitch has sort of been all over the place on this. But anyway, two Twitch streamers came into the spotlight this weekend after Twitch suspended their accounts, which reignited a bunch of questions about how the company doles out punishment. Trainwrex, a streamer on Twitch known for playing a number of games, including World of Warcraft, received a 5-day suspension following a hateful rant against a community of female streamers on the platform. In the video, Trainwreck calls out a group of female streamers who he feels has taken over Twitch, referring to them in the pejorative, like, quote-unquote, sluts, and accusing them of stealing other streamers' subscribers. A Twitch rep from Polygon told Polygon that the company doesn't comment on terms of service violations when asked for more details. Trainwreck's account was still down at the time that this article was written. He addressed the situation on Twitter where he apologized for his rant against women, calling his actions inexcusable. With all this being said, he wants to reiterate that none of this justifies or excuses my behavior and action. I take full responsibility. Want to apologize to Twitch, Twitch staff, and most of all to those I may have offended in the community. But after his apology, he retweeted several people calling out bikini streamers, women who are have all their popularity around their looks and they're not really playing games. Before retaliating his misogynistic comments that he made in the video, a couple of other days later, another streamer was caught streaming sexually explicit content and received 24-hour suspension. One lady got banned for a day, 24 hours, and let's just say she was... how do I put this, Brian, delicately? Let's say she was... she was...
be undelicate. Just say it.
She was masturbating on the stream. Not really, though. I think she was probably faking it, but whatever.
So she was Madonna.
Kind of, yeah. Right? And she was trying to get subs for doing that. And a bunch of people are like, okay, well, she got suspended, but for just 24 hours while this guy got suspended for a week. People are seeing it being doled out in different levels and that it isn't fair necessarily or fair-minded. And, I mean, I was banned from Twitch for a month. Did I ever tell you about, you knew about this?
A month? Yeah. Was that because you were broadcasting stuff that wasn't game related or was
nope.
it?
Nope. It was because I, was taking phone calls on the show.
Right.
Some kid called in, act like he was going to do a real phone call, like we did with Eric earlier.
Right.
Calls in and he starts talking and then immediately starts yelling the N-word as loud as he could.
Oh my gosh.
So I hung up on him and I then was so pissed at this quote unquote kid that I said, these guys don't realize they give us their numbers when they call me. They're like totally leave their numbers on here. I'd love to teach him a lesson. And I said his number out loud, which is, you know, I doxed the kid.
Yeah, but that was
I know in the context of the situation and in my head.
Right.
I felt a certain level of justification just from a, you know, strictly moral standpoint. And even Twitch was, you know, they were saying to me, we think what he did was terrible, but this is really against our terms of service, blah, blah, blah. You're out for a month. So I get out for a month for that. This guy gets a week for saying sluts. The girl who's feigning masturbatory behavior is a day. Like, what the standard is kind of all over the place.
It is. part of it's probably, you know, some of it they've kind of probably already hammered out and said, okay, this is our policy on this, and we don't bend at all any of this stuff. And I'm sure they probably are banning people left and right for inappropriate sexual, performances. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Oh, I'm sure it happens. Like, sure. I'm sure it does. Right, but 24 hours, though, compared to a week for someone else, yeah, a month for me?
I'm sure it's probably just a button. It's like dirty. Boop.
Yeah. But the best part about my thing is it turns out that number that person left was spoofed. It wasn't real. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It's not like anybody could have called them. So I really doxed nobody. I doxed a fake number.
And I doxed myself.
But it still put me out for a month. And I was, you know, sorry I did it, but I was still really mad at the reasons for it. So I guess my point is maybe they just need to readdress this stuff or look at it from a broader angle and go, all right, obviously not every quote unquote crime is the same as the one previous to it. But they ought to have a little bit easier for the community to navigate around what rules are what rules. Because on the one hand, I had a friend who was banned from Twitch for, I can't remember how long, a few days. They locked his account for a few days because he was shirtless on his stream. It wasn't shirtless. He was shirtless. That's what it was. Something like this happened to Kyle Ferguson, friend of the show, who was, I think, in like a swimsuit or something.
That's just funny.
Yeah, they were doing like summer game stuff for Heroes of the Storm, and they got banned for that. They got shut down for that. And then you could see why people might get frustrated that there are channels up and running, no problem, that are a girl in a bikini top the entire time.
Right.
Like it does feel like a double standard a little bit from that angle, from that perspective.
I understand. Train wrecks. Let's talk about his actual statement for a second. Do you think, or his feelings, his emotions? Do you think that he? Do you think it's an appropriate feeling to be mad because you know some people are getting some views because they're using their sexuality?
No,
do you think that's a
no? I think that his. You mean okay? So I'll put it this way. I think it's a perfectly fine thing for him to be mad about or have an issue with or whatever. I think he completely said the wrong things to deal with it. Just like I did the wrong thing by throwing that number, which turned out to be fake, out on the internet for that kid that was dropping N-bombs. They would ban me for saying the N-bomb is another thing they would do.
The N-bomb.
So I realize it's complicated and it's different in every case. It does feel like maybe they need to come up with a standardized
service. Yeah, right. It's hard to say because you're talking about breaking terms of service at that level that could get them into legal hot water. So, it's hard to say. Yeah. It's just so complicated.
Yeah.
We live in a complicated world.
We do. And everyone, this is the other thing, is this is a service, a platform that makes Twitch a lot of money. Because it's a free platform for those who draw people there to do what they need to do. And it's like YouTube. It starts to get very complicated. Like YouTube is the platform. They're the platform owner. Technically, people are using their service for free and now expect money from their time there. And you could see why somebody like YouTube or Twitch would say, well, it's our platform. Get out of here if you don't like it. But at the same time, without the people bringing the people in, you don't have much of a platform, you know? So it's weird. It's like this new, it's a new world problem. Let's put it that way. We're going to have to figure out, navigate, and figure out. Good luck to you, train wreck. May you never be another train wreck. That doesn't make sense. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, we're going to talk about Microsoft. They got Black Friday sale thing, deal. You can get Xbox One S at the lowest price ever. So if you want the regular old Xbox, is the little compact sized new Xbox, not the Xbox One X, Xbox One S Slim, think of it that way. Get exclusively through the Microsoft Store for $89 rather. That's $40 to $50 cheaper than in other retail locations that are running sales that day. 500 gigabyte model has, they also have a terabyte Xbox One S available for 50 more. So for an extra $50, get double the storage. They're also doing a bunch of games like Gears of War 4, Halo Wars, the new Halo Wars, Forza Horizon 3, and Forza Motorsport 7, $20 off their standard market price. Again, on the store, so you got to do it there. And I think the best deal here, $20 off wireless controllers. I think the Xbox One, the current nice Xbox One controller is great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if you can hook up two of those at the same time to your PC.
If they're wired, yes. If they're not, I don't know. Maybe.
Ah.
Windows is weird. The Windows Creators Update, the most recent version of that, been a hellscape for me. Nothing but problems.
It's been interesting.
Yeah, I don't like it. F it.
I don't like it. Yeah. Is this going to make you go out for Black Friday? Now, I'm not... Okay, let's get first thing behind us. I know you're not going out for Black Friday fights. I know you're not going to go to that. I know you're not going to do that. But is there anything you're excited about for Black Friday that you may be looking for?
No. Something may show up on Amazon or something, but I'm rarely that guy. My wife, on the other hand, she's into it. She'll find a bunch of deals. She'll find coupons. She'll find announcements of something that's going on sale. And her and my daughters, sometimes the cousins... Whoever's interested in that nightmare will go with her at like 5 a.m. They get breakfast somewhere, and they go hit all the stuff they want to hit. Absolutely zero. If there's a number less than zero, I'd use it interest in going out for Black Friday. None at all.
None.
I do not ever do it. My tradition is to not go to Black Friday ever.
Right, right. It's just too much. It's too much, Scott. Yeah. But no. I do look forward to the deals. Been peeking all around gaming laptops trying to find something decent.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how it goes after Black Friday, if anything happens at all.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know about the digital stuff, though. That I kind of watch for. So if Amazon or Best Buy or somebody's got some crazy deal, I might, I may swing into that. The biggest problem is the things that go on sale are the things I already cared about and bought when they were too expensive. That's kind of a me problem. So if I was interested in an Xbox One S, I would probably already have one, and I would be mad that they were on sale now. So I cannot be, I'm just not compelled to get an Xbox this generation. I don't know what it is. I'd take an S if someone was giving one away, but I have no desire to pay money for it. And it's not because that's not a nice piece of hardware. It's literally the most powerful console on the market as of today. It's not enough for me. I need some damn games that matter. Or that really, show it off. And right now there aren't any. So not really anyway. I shouldn't say none, but, they're all already out. They all perform pretty well in other places. And I've got this big PC rig over here that's like blowing hot air in my face that's doing all that I needed to do.
It's doing everything.
Yeah.
Look at it.
But
you know what? This is the same time of year last year that I bought my Steam controller.
Oh, yeah? And how's that gone for you this year?
Also bought my Steam Link at the same time.
So
as
did
well.
I got the same sale, dude. I bought it at the same time you did.
Yep.
It's you know been, why? It's because... been poo. It's not been good for me. Like the Wi-Fi on that is bad. It's just bad. The performance,
It's not good. And it's like Black Friday kind of deal. It was like $19 or something for the Steam Link. And I thought I'd give it a try. Let me tell you now. Unless you have some really jazzed up Wi-Fi with a really good setup somewhere that's just going to work out for you, it's going to definitely need to be hooked up through the Ethernet. And even then, you realize it's like, well, crap, if I just had my computer a little closer to my TV, I'd have this done already.
Yeah, or just, even a lesser PC connected directly to a TV would make more sense.
A 75-foot HDMI cable.
Right, and I don't have any of that, so... And I don't want the cables. Like, I don't want to have, and I don't have 10BASE-T, Cat 5 run in the living room. So I'd have to do all that. That sounds like a nightmare to me.
It is such a nightmare.
So I'm not doing
that. But send me your Steam controller.
Okay. We'll get you dueled up. Yeah, I was really disappointed in that thing. I wanted to like it. I tried, but I went back to my Xbox controller pretty quick.
They're trying to push it again.
Well, I love my PC. If they want to give me two analog sticks... Maybe we'll have a deal. But they got that shitty single analog stick and then the big dish hole thing that you put your thumb
in. The two dish holes.
Yeah, they're not great.
You know what? It's the thing. The thing is about the Steam controller, it's not great and it's not horrible. And so as a result, they just haven't created very much buzz about it since it's been out. People just aren't. It's just like everybody just puts it and goes, that didn't work out, and they just kind of put it Yeah. Put in their little closet like I did.
Solomayo in the chat room is right, too. They said the longest HDMI cable is 66 feet unless it has repeaters. And my experience has been if I go over 25, I'm asking for trouble.
True.
So don't do that.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
By the way, quick update on the voting. 62.5% agree with me that Ouya controllers are bad. And 37.5% agree that they're good. Or they agree with you. The Ouyas are decent controllers.
I wonder how many of those people out of that 66% have an Ouya controller.
I don't know. What Gaming Cove, who just let it be known.
Second straw poll.
Boop didn't. Boop. Gaming Cove, who just showed up in the chat room, didn't even know the Boop Show was back. Get on it, buddy.
It's back, baby.
It's been back for weeks and weeks. Months. How many?
Months
how long?
Even.
How long has it been since we started you and I again?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been a while.
It's been a while now.
Something like that.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah, it's been real good. Okay, check this out. All right, Thermal Takes new gaming chair is air cooling for your butt. Do you need that? Do you want that? What do you think
of
that?
Man, not only do I need it, more importantly than the cooling of my butt cheeks, because right now I kind of want to be warm,
yeah,
is the dissipation of gaseous material that sometimes builds up in a chair that you don't realize is there until you go to somebody's house and you sit on the seat and like, oh my God.
You sit around farting in your chair all day? Is that what you do?
No, me? No, I have a standing desk. Mm. But I do know plenty of people who sit all day and fill the chair up full of this noxious material.
Yeah, look at that. The X-Comfort Air is the first air-cooled gaming chair, at least that PC gamers are aware of, with a set of four fans plopped right underneath the seat. These are not ordinary fans, mind you. These are Thermal Take's cheeky solution. I get it, cheeky. Because your butt's there, right? Your butt cheeks are there. That's the cheeky right. joke. Anyway, it's the result of some serious engineering aimed at keeping your ass cool. Use of five special fan blades designed based on automotive industry tech allows the four built-in cooling fans to generate enough greater volume of air for improved airflow and speed. The use of high-quality components in the fan blade and its design provide a whopping 75,000-hour lifespan.
Wow.
That's double that of the industry standard and provides utmost performance and reliability, says Thermal Take.
My computer fan won't last more than a month.
Yeah.
Like, the case fans are like, why is it rattling already?
Just to help people so the sperm count doesn't go down, or what's the deal here?
Oh, geez, I hope not. Oh, please don't let it be that, because that would be a tragedy. My favorite part of this article is the butt scan temperature where somebody was sitting.
Yeah,
and they showed.
Yeah, look at that. That first one is. Second one is.
Yeah.
Woo! Hurts. I gotta go, you guys. Third one is okay. I'll be back in 10 minutes, and then that one's while he's still in the can. I like this chair from a looks perspective, but they kind of all look the same. These like.
Yeah,
X-Racer.
Looks like race car.
Yeah, yeah, race car bucket seat kind of thing.
Yeah, it's only $500 or $340 for some.
Actually, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Really?
Not for a fancy one.
Are there any reviews for this yet?
I don't know.
It's called the Vertigear SL5000. Sells for around $340.
I don't know how I feel about having fans.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That $340 is the competing one that they love.
Oh, I got you.
That's their favorite, they say. Let's look at that one. Let's see what that is. Vertigear, best racing style gaming chair. That price isn't too bad.
Not for a decent chair you're going to be sitting around all the time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Racing
man.
Firmness may not be suitable for all bodies.
Well, that's good to know. I really appreciate them letting me know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, there's going to be some bodies that are like, I mean, they're just not coming out and saying it. This right. chair may not be good for a big, giant, fat guy.
Right.
Right?
Your fat may ooze into the fans.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's pretty good.
When you junk in a meat grinder.
All right, time for emails. Got an email here from Best. No, sorry. Velvet Tip.
No.
He's not from Best. Velvet Tip. We know this guy because he took our pictures at Nerdtacular 2014 that were awesome. Remember that black and white stuff?
Love Velvet Tip. Yeah. Yes, I see Velvet on Steam all the time.
Yep, and you were that picture of you where you're looking at your phone that everyone loves so much. That's he took that also.
He did.
He says, "Hey Scott and Brian D,
fantastic.
says Velvet
What's
Tip.
Up?
He says, I'm the photographer from Nerdtacular a few years back, did all the portraits. Just wanted to recommend a crazy fun but frustrating game that I think would be awesome for you guys to check out. It's called Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy.
Oh.
You need to live stream this baby because it's mad insane. You thought Cuphead was hard. This baby can make you scream OMG no.
Well, you know, I was just thinking I had a whole week's worth of frustration. I would love to play. Oh, I like it. I'm watching the little trailer here. So.
You get a little trailer there? Let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Looking at it. It's on the Humble Bundle store. Getting Over It. This should be this should be my high school theme.
Why did I make this?
All right.
This horrible hike up an impossible mountain. I could have made something you would have liked. A game that was empowering, that would save your progress and inch you steadily forward.
Ugh.
Since success is delicious, that would have been wise. Instead, I must confess, this isn't nice. It tastes of bitterness. It's capricious. It sets setbacks for the ambitious. It lacks lenience. It's bracing and inhumane. But not everyone's the same.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
I'm in. Gotta have it.
I'll play that weird thing. How much is it?
Totally play that thing. I don't know yet because it says it's coming soon.
No, it's not out yet, it says. I wonder if it's on Steam. Check Steam for that, will you? Look for Getting Over It on Steam. It looks like what it is a naked dude inside a pot, like a little black pot, and he has a big hammer, like a big big rock hammer. And his goal is to try to get up over big obstacles using nothing but the hammer.
Get it. Get over it.
Yeah, and he can't get out of the pot. All right, we'll give it a shot, Velvet Tip. Thanks for the email. We appreciate it. If you guys want to email us, you can, boopshow@gmail.com. All right, as we get out of here, let's let people know where they can find us. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website.
B-O-O-P.
Yeah, that's right. You can email us, boopshow@gmail.com. And in that email, if you want to send us attachments, we'll play those if you'd like. Their regular emails, that's fine. If you want to suggest games we should play, that's great. All that kind of stuff. If you want to watch the show live, frogpants.tv every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time is where we're at. That's 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can find us on Twitter @BoopShow. Big thanks to the Schnauzer Radio Orchestra for our music today. And if you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/frogpants. I think that's everything. Brian, you got anything else you want to say? Anything?
That's it. I'm looking forward to playing more frustrating games this week.
Is that your goal? Well, if you're playing Don't Starve, you'll have it. That game can be frustrating.
I can't wait!
Yeah. When you talk about it next week, I have lots of questions for how you play that game when we get there.
I hope to use my Steam controller.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, please no. Oh my gosh, dude. That will be bad for that game. Don't play it that way. I mean, it's good with a controller, but not that one. It's a bad controller. I mean, let's just admit it. I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for being here. Let's see. Is that everything? Yeah. Boopshow.reddit.com is our Reddit page if you want to go there and submit some stories, hang out with us, talk, chat, all that fun stuff. We'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Booby Slave!